Greetings, everyone, and welcome to Sundays with Sucharita here on Sunday, July 13th, 2014. My name is Sucharita, and I'm happy to be facilitating this weekly call that we offer through Pillai Center to give everyone a heads up on what's happening week to week and what the significance is in our daily lives. Meaning, how do we know how to tap into the energy that is readily available for us, and then how do we apply it in our daily lives? So that's what, in a nutshell, what it is that we do here during our weekly calls. We also help to support one another by our sharing and then the question and answer period. And if you feel like, oh my gosh, today, what just happened to me in the past couple of weeks? We'll be listening to some of you sharing about that. And for those of you who are joining for the first time, I'm going, what is she talking about? Well, we had very powerful transits, meaning that, Jupiter just transited into Cancer where it's exalted. And you can go ahead and read more about that or listen to previous call recordings that are posted to the blog, Sundays with Sucharita blog. You can just scroll down to the bottom and then it has the different dates that you can check it out and listen to whatever you'd like and to get more information, because those calls are loaded with information, that's for sure, which has been really great to share, and then also all the members are finding it's very helpful. So Jupiter transited just recently, and then we were getting ready to get into Guru Purnima. And Guru Purnima, as we all just experienced yesterday or the day before, depending on where you were in the world, where you are in the world, Dr. Pillai was in Singapore at the time, and he was giving the initiation for 2 hours. He did a talk and then a really powerful meditation, and then a talk just so that, you know, people could come out of their wherever they went, far, far away, which is what I heard. I wasn't able to be fully present on the call because I was doing the Light Body Enhanced program for the Asian community here at the same time. So, but we did have a tremendous experience when we were doing our own practice. So that's the beauty of Dr. Pillai. He's a teacher that goes beyond logic and the rational mind, and he gets into us when we come together as a community and also do his practices, do, you know, whatever he's taught us, either through YouTube or through Pillai Center or through, Fire Labs, through Astrovid services, through San Diego, New York. Anywhere his teaching is, his authority is there, his authorization is there for whoever is going to tap into it to receive that, because he's talking at the soul level. He's communicating with us at our soul level. So those of you who were able to listen to the live recording, and then afterwards there's also it's also available for those people who purchased it. They can listen to it anytime. They can download it from Pillai Center. And I'm not sure, but I will check if we can still purchase it as an after event, after the fact event, because it's so powerful. The teaching is so powerful to have. It is the teaching of the year where, if you've been stuck in your spiritual evolution, or your path is kind of flattened out, or you're not getting anything out of your practices, or you're kind of scrambled, he really empowers that. He breaks all that up so that you can start with a new level of understanding and then take your practice to that next level, because that's what happens once a year on the full moon of the guru. It means that you, as the student or the devotee or disciple, whatever you want to call it, the receptor of the teachings, the preceptor or the mentor or the guru or the teacher or spiritual master, Whether they're there in the physical form or in the spirit, they will talk to your soul and they will wake it up to the next level. And all the gurus come at this particular full moon, and then they bring in the goddess energy, because the full moon, as we all know, is related to the goddess. It relates to material things. Everything we need in this world, we need to have heaven on earth. We can't have partial heaven anymore. It just doesn't cut it for us. And you know, there's always worry and anxiety for everyone. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you have money or you don't have money. There's that every human being has the same kind of issues that they're working through, and we all need our bread and butter. We need to have the roof over our head. We need to have, you know, maybe a vehicle or some sort of transportation available for us to get to and from our job. We need to have people around us, so we have to be able to, you know, be with them, celebrate things with them. These are just basic life stuff that we can, a lot of us can't, you know, manage. And that's the consciousness of the whole world. What country is not in debt? In deficit. So don't be too hard on yourself if you are, but then also start to take the steps to come out of it. And that's what Dr. Pillai is all about. He's like, okay, you're on the spiritual path, but you cannot cover up anymore. You have to look at your issues. And you may go through a box of tissues while you're dealing with it, but then you know, when you do your practices, when you come together in a community, when you get the support that you need that you aren't getting from maybe your family or friends at this point in time, when you're, you know, down on the ground and going, oh my God, rolling around saying, how am I going to get out of this? Or you could be completely delusional and say, what? No, nothing's wrong. I'm good. I'm fine. And then you're repressing it, and then you do the meditations, and all of a sudden, pop, like a steam cooker, it just pops your cork. And then you're a little bit of a, you know, freakazoid, as some kids would call their parents. Some kids have called their parents that. You're just a freakazoid. Why did you start meditating? You were better off when you didn't. And it is. It's like it can be a bit of a freak show. So we don't. We already know that on the path, that it's a little bit disturbing, and that's why we're here, to say, you know, don't be too disturbed, or don't indulge in it too much, so that it becomes like a, you know, some sort of movie, you know, where you get too melodramatic in your life. So, yes, you know, you have to look at the things. Maybe getting upset will be the impetus to make you to move forward in your life, to do the thing that you need to do. And then what the mantra does, or the meditation practice does, it gives you clarity. And we've talked about this over and over again. As Dr. Pillai has shared it over and over again, with me over a couple of decades, I'm sharing it again with everyone. Clarity is creation. So people will say, oh, Suchita, I'm doing this mantra, and I have da-da-da. And I say, yeah, I know. It's a lot, right? You have to do the work. It's like a work, and then you don't see the results. But look in your life. You know, you have a messy house in your life, and you got to start somewhere. And it is overwhelming. But chances are, when you're just on the spiritual path, or you've gone off the spiritual path and then you get back on, you go, oh, this is a piece of cake. How many of us have done that and said, oh dear, why did I even go off? You know, could just practice a mantra, just do some little practice. Because we're going to fall off. No big deal. Just get back on. But it will be a big deal if you're, you know, beating yourself up about it, that, oh, I missed out. Because as Dr. Pillai says, he probably will say it, you know, in a couple of weeks, where he'll say, whatever I tell you at Guru Purnima, which was the most powerful teaching, forget about it. This is all new now. And that's how we have to look at our life. It's always going to be a new moment. And that's the beauty of this, the spiritual energy that is available on the planet, the consciousness that is available on the planet, the interconnectivity that we have through the internet. Everything is out in the open now, or more open. So we get to pick and choose where we're going to put our energy. And it's interesting now that Rahu and Ketu are transiting today, actually here in India. I'm not really sure what it is for you guys in the rest of the world. However, this is, it's quite interesting that it's right after Guru Purnima, where you get the blessings of the Guru, and all this intelligence comes through that, and it's in its exalted position. Jupiter is in Cancer, so it's very exalted, and it, Cancer is the sign of emotions. So you can be really, really emotionally charged and on fire even to get your life moving in a different direction. And then with Rahu Ketu transit, as you'll read on astroved.com, there's, they have different rituals that are going on. If it's still open, I really recommend that you jump on something like that, or if there's a fire lab tonight, either through New York or San Diego, jump on that. Because Rahu and Ketu will be transiting for 18 months. And they will be transiting, depending on what your chart is, they will be bringing up issues from your past that are unfinished business or something that you have not yet mastered. And either you will be really fearful or, anxious, because that's what Rahu will do. It will cause you to go, looking for things that you are longing to do in this life, but then every time you go after them, they don't satisfy you. So then after a while, you just kind of go, oh, what's the point? Or you become fearful of it not giving you good fruit or not giving you good results because you've done this before. That's true, but then how many times have we done things in our life where it wasn't perfect the first time? Maybe not even the 108th time. So don't be too scared about these planets transiting. We just wake you up to it because it's going to impact you in a very significant way. And from what I understand, I'm not a Vedic astrologer, but I've been studying it for many, many years, and probably one of the first customers of AstroVed, because I was so empowered by Dr. Pillai putting these teachings out to the world and getting this information. Who is it about? Me. It's all about you. You get to find out how these planets impact you. And when they're transiting, what does that mean for the next period of time? So in this case, Rahu Ketu transiting 18 months. What were you doing 18 months ago? What kind of turbulence did you go through during those 18 months? Did you see a pattern? Now, I have gotten the transit reports that are offered through AstroVed. Every time it's been offered and it transits for 18 months. And it's so great because it's like a roadmap. It tells me when to look out for, things that are coming up so I can take a detour around it or not pay too much attention to those areas of my life that could cause some problems. So Rahu and Ketu, Ketu eclipses the sun, and then Rahu eclipses the moon. So it can create confusion at the soul level, because sun represents the soul, as we know, and then at the mind level, moon represents the mind. So Rahu can make you to go a little crazy. And then Ketu can too, because it can get really, it doesn't have a head. So it just can go here and there and then cause a lot of, destruction in your life. And someone was sharing today that they came to the class and they said, oh, my God, I was wondering why I was so upset today. And I was, someone had called her, and they had the same name as someone else that had called her. So the same name, but two different people. And the first person just was freaking out on her, this blah, 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 accusing her of that. She was like, oh, my God, what is going on? And she could feel this anger coming up and just frustrated and, but she had to be really cool and about it because it was related to her work. She was a client. And then the next the phone went again, and she saw the name, and she was just like, oh, she clicks on it. Hello, and it was this another person, and she's like, oh my God. So be careful of these kinds of situations, because the Rahu and Ketu, when they're transiting, especially, because they're gonna bite you before they move into the new sign, the new houses where they're gonna impact your life. But they're also, so they'll leave you, you know, with a whipping you their tail, or they'll bite you in a way, and that's can be, you know, poisonous, create problems. But then they'll also be kind of like, okay, well, what's going to be happening here? Because Rahu and Ketu are the snakes, if I haven't said that. It's the head of the snake and the tail of the snake. But you don't need to know too much about that. You can read more about it in Ashurved. But that, I'm just giving a kind of practical examples of how some of us maybe have felt all floaty yesterday and then today all like miserable and poisonous and like, you know, biting or bitter or angry. Because wherever Rahu goes, it makes things to be quite large, larger than life. And Ketu too at the same point, because it doesn't have a head, it doesn't have any reference point to say, you know, stop being bitter. So there's an astrologer here, Throtika, and he's a Vedic astrologer, and he was saying to this girl, where is your Ketu? Where is your Rahu? And so it totally made sense why she had that kind of experience. So if that's happening in your life right now, it's kind of like this is the start of it. So what I recommend is getting a report and then seeing what happens every 3 months, because as the moon moves through, as the days go by and the planets move through the different stars, through the different nakshatras in that sign, they can impact you. And then it tells you where it's impacting you in your life. So it's, again, it's a nice little roadmap. And when you look back, as I did, 18 months ago, and I was reading, and I went, oh my God, yes, this happened during this time. Oh, that was a terrible time. Oh, this was a fantastic time. I was scared out of my mind, and it was, even to that point, have so many fears. And I remember going through it going, why am I just so, like, having these nightmares? I had this sense of, you know, not paranoia, but just fear. And so anyways, that's what you can do. And so to get out of that energy, you know, because it's such a waste of energy, is to do the mantras. So who would we do the mantras to? Well, of course, Ketu and Ketu and Rahu. Ketu you can do on Sundays because it's related to the sun. It eclipses the sun. And then Rahu is on Mondays. And you can do it during Rahu time, which is the time every day that is called, I think on Ashurved it's called poison time. So you can look on Ashurved. We'll talk about that after our meditation. So you want to pray to these two. They're not planets per se. They're kind of shadowy planets. You can't see them in the sky. They're points in the sky. But what they are is, it's kind of like our emotions or our ideas or our karma that we think that we always fall back on. So Ketu is what you fall back on, that you're kind of good at, and it's like, oh, well, I could always fall back on this and then be that. But then you've already mastered it. So then you get bored out of your mind. And then you're bitter or frustrated or angry. And then that becomes, and then things don't work out for you, because in this lifetime you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to go and blaze new trails for your soul. So Rahu is where the clue, where it will show whether either you're fearful of doing it, or you've done it before and that's caused you to be fearful of it, or you've done it before and, wow, things didn't work out, and I don't want to do that again. But it's going to keep haunting you. So what to do? work your way around it, get creative. Rahu's really innovative. So, for example, if you have Rahu in the house of children and you just don't want to have kids, do a project, create, write a book, do something, do something that you have never wanted to do. It's a hobby, so you're creating, I don't know, artwork or painting or technology. Rahu loves technology in Virgo. That's where it's transiting, because Virgo is the sign ruled by Mercury, and Mercury is all about technology. It's also about healing. So if you have had a chronic condition, maybe, I don't know, diabetes, or you're just tired, or you're low energy for a long, long time, or just something that the doctor has not been able to resolve with a change of diet, change of lifestyle, medication, holistic medicine. And if you've done that and it hasn't given you the results, don't lose faith. Keep going, because now Rahu is in the place where you can have alternative medicine or holistic healing or naturopathy or acupuncture, or anything that's non-allopathic can give you results. Not to say that you shouldn't do allopathy. If you need to do medical, that definitely go. But you can also enhance it with the clearing process, because 20 years of this one guy's 20 years of having a chronic cough and 20 years of, changing the diet, changing the lifestyle, trying different things, and then just started right before, maybe about 2-3 months ago, because that's Rahu and K2, they don't just transit at this point. This is when they're really, the focal point is happening. But they also start to give signs that they're going to transit. He just was starting to get really incredible results with acupuncture, Chinese medicine, massage, acupressure, like things like that, where it's opening up the nadi channels, the energy centers, the chakras, the blocks, the energetic blocks. So, and how you know that you're getting the grace of Rahu or Ketu is that someone will come and say to you, oh my God, you got to go to this therapist or this Chinese medicine doctor. And it won't be just, oh, go try it. And you look at the person, you go, you're sick. Like, I'm not going to go somewhere like that. You'll see vibrancy coming from the person, and you'll go, oh my God, I want some of what you got. where'd you get that stuff? So that's what Rahu will reveal to you. Whereas before, maybe you went for it, even though the person who was telling you looked sick, you went for it and you didn't really feel the results. So that's the power of Rahu right now. Ketu is in the opposite sign, and it's being aspected by Jupiter. So Ketu is generally can be quite violent. That's maybe why we've seen a lot of violence in the world in the past 18 months, a lot of wars and a lot of crazy stuff, like people just doing really crazy things around the world, and it's not being repressed, it's being out in the open. So that's Ketu, where it was in Aries, a fire sign, and just the war sign. It's the sign of Mars, the sign that Mars rules, the god of war. So no wonder we've seen all that upheaval. So now it's going into a watery sign, Jupiter sign. It's moving backwards, which they do, Rahu and Ketu. All the other planets move forward in a chart. But it's going into Pisces, where it's ruled by Jupiter. It's also a watery sign. So it's going to take some of that fire away and help things to be more fluid and more cleansing. So maybe we'll see in the world, we'll see some natural calamities to have like a nature cleansing, maybe in the form of rainstorms or waves, tidal waves or whatever it takes, right, to cleanse and wake people up to the spiritual path. Now, Ketu being in the natural 12th house is going to wake us up spiritually. So our practices are going to be a lot easier. Yay! So when we go into our meditations, we'll have quite a profound experience, because Ketu doesn't have a head. So it's like us having our head lopped off and we just experience. And then, of course, we put our head back on to go about our day and our week ahead. But, you know, we won't have that, you know, that fiery, burning purification. You know, it'll be more of fluid and cleansing. And, you know, maybe someone had expressed, it was like I was in the ocean of bliss. And I said, perfect. That's a perfect analogy, because you just, you want to immerse your body, mind, and soul into some sort of meditation practice, a mantra practice, something that will cleanse you from the repetitive, obsessive thinking. Like Dr. Ply says, the brain, the mind is a sick unit, and it just keeps spitting out thoughts that are just disempowering us. So every moment is new. It's going to do that anyway. So what? Just on to the next moment. And then if you're alert enough and aware enough, just that awareness will bring in the energy of the divine. Because you'll just go, I just really can't be this anymore. You know, I've got to be something else, a mantra. So what are the mantras? You do the mantra for Rahu Ketu, which will do Om Ketuve Namaha, Om Rahave Namaha. Those are basic planetary mantras. But then the overlords. The overlord for Ketu is Ganesha. It makes sense, because Ganesha removes everything that's not seen. So Ketu doesn't have a head. It can't see a thing. So Ketu, or Ganesha being there, is going to give us a heads up and tell us, you know, ahead of time what it is that we may come across. And how you will know is because you'll do your meditation and all of a sudden you'll think a thought, oh my gosh, why am I thinking that? Oh, I better pay attention to that. And then you pray to Ganesha to remove the obstacles, because it's not something that's not right about that, having that thought. You should be not worried about these kinds of things, whatever it is that's come up for you and it's causing you to be disturbed. So so Ganesha will remove obstacles. So this year, this 18 months, really pray to Ganesha. This will be, if you're with us for the next 18 months, we will pray to Ganesha as a community, you know, for each other and then also for the world. Like, let's remove these unseen obstacles, unseen or hidden enemies, enemies inside of our own selves. Because we have emotions that are keeping us held back. And we just want that to dissolve away. We don't want to have to fight it and battle it. We just want Ganesha to dissolve it away. So we'll experience that, and we'll see what our share with each other, what each of us have seen in our lives, each of us have experienced in our lives, bringing more of this Ganesha consciousness, which is to dissolve that which is seen, which is obvious to us, and then how to use it every day. So every day we'll be waking up and praying to Ganesha and clear the path for my day. And then when you're, every time you're driving, clear the path for driving. Every time you're going to start a project, you know there's going to be obstacles in a project. You know who's going to push back on your ideas. That you just call on this divine archetype. And then, because you're calling on him, then Ketu is quieted down. He's like, oh, no battle here. I can just be chilling out and spiritual. And then bring all that spiritual energy to the situation. And then Ganesha will also show you what's hidden from your view. You can have a, you know, intuition, but you don't want to be delusional either about your intuitions, because sometimes they're not so pinpointed, let's just say. They might be a little bit, I don't know, embellished or flowered up or something. Because it's kind of cool. Oh, I had this intuition. Oh, I got this download. And then it's completely sideways. And you go, what? And people look at you and go, what? So, you know, you can fool yourself real easy with these transits. So Ganesha will help you not to, and he also, this is the beauty of Ganesha, he gives success. So who wants success just at the end of something? You want, we all want success every minute. All around us we want, and not just for our own individual things going on, but we want to see other people be successful. We don't want to have, when they're successful, we don't want to feel like envious or hurt that we don't have it, or jealous maybe. And we can be saying, oh, I'm not jealous. What's wrong with me? Oh my God, you're totally jealous. You know, just give your head a shake and just say, okay, I can't do that anymore. I'm not, you know, that's not going to work. And then how do you get out of it? Because it's so deep-seated maybe from, you know, lifetimes. But you just pray to Ganesha and you say, dissolve this, please. This, you're like my pill that I'm going to take. And it's going to dissolve this away, because there's no way that I could spend the next 20 years in a psychiatrist chair telling about all the problems that I have and all my issues. So Ganesha will make things, make you to feel success and enjoy the success of other people. And then that is the cycle that we get on, and then we will turn things around in our lives. Then the overlord for Rahu is Durga, and Durga is this goddess who went to the earth plane when it was pretty crazy, like about now in our lifetime, where nothing makes sense and everybody's killing off everybody for God knows what reason or another. And I'm not downplaying it, it's just really, when we look at it, and if we could be just really objective, if we could be like people in the other realms looking at the earth plane going, really, you guys? Seriously? You still want to kill each other? You want the next generation to be all fearful and, you know, just totally hateful because of whatever? Like, really, we have to give our head a shake. So Rahu will bring, Durga will help us to grab on to things in our life that will heal ourselves, as I mentioned, but also heal, help others to heal. So it will make us to be really compassionate if we pray to Durga, because she was this, she didn't exist. She was the mother, or she was a form of, fierce form of Parvati, who is the consort of Shiva. So she's like Mother God, and he's Father God. Shiva's Father God. She's Mother God. So she was, you know, not very violent, just very motherly. And so all the gods said, no, we're not going down the earth plane. There are too many weird things going on. There's pretty crazy things, and I really don't want to get into that bloodbath. So they all stood in a circle, and Parvati was there, and she just came out of her third eye, came form Durga. And so Durga is depicted as this really peaceful, beautiful goddess in red clothing. That's what she's associated with, red, because it gives that power, empowerment, and energy to go and do what we don't want to face, what nobody wants to face, and nobody can. Without a great, tremendous amount of effort, and, you know, so she just is like, so she's in the middle, and they stand in the middle, and they give all their power weapons to her. Well, she's got all these things, she doesn't really know how to work them, but she is, okay, well, I guess I got all this stuff, that means I have the blessings of all you guys. So I will just go and do what I need to do, and what I'm going to go do is I'm going to protect my children on the earth plane. That's how I see it. So I'm going to be this, you know, warrior goddess who goes, and she's always depicted as this peaceful smile on her face, and she's got her foot on top of this, you know, grizzly-looking demon-type thing, creature, who's causing all the problems. She's got all her weapons just there, and she's radiant, and even the bad guys who come, they fall at her feet because she's just radiating love, compassion, unconditional, non-judgmental behavior towards anyone who comes to her. And so they all, everyone falls at her feet, those who are victimized and those who are the victimizers. Or what is that word? I don't know. So the ones who are the victims and the ones who are, hammering away at them. So both are very powerful. Don't think that if you're a victim, you're not powerful. Oh my God, you can wrap people around your finger for some time and really take people down with you. So wake up to that. If that's what you are in your life, look at the flip side of it and say, what am I? Oh my God, look at I'm affecting other people. This is not good. I'm taking them down with this little story going on. So, she's okay about it. She just says, okay, you know what? You've been this way for a while. You know it. I know it. Let's just bring in some peace into you. So you just say her mantra, and then she helps to calm down Rahu, which Rahu just wants to go after and, everybody who has been, being mean or whatever. And then also internally, because whatever is happening outside of you, you've attracted that because it's inside. So internally, I remember when Dr. Pillai said many, many years ago when he introduced Durga, he said, here's the mantra if you're depressed. And we're all sitting out there and we're going, no, we're pretty happy. We're smiling and we're all like, and so we did the mantra and, oh my God, the whole room was in tears. And he said, you don't even know that you're repressing all this crap, anger, frustration, depression, deep-seated longing for the divine. That's what Durga also will do. She will root out your demons, so your inner demons, as they say, so that you will experience the bliss of Shiva, which is your higher self, God consciousness, all that good stuff. So that you don't just read about it in a book, you actually feel it. But some of us are delusional somewhere along the way, and we say, oh yeah, life is beautiful, and then we're maybe suffering at some level on the physical level, mental, emotional, spiritual. Oh, yeah, I'm done with that. Yeah, it was a terrible childhood, but I'm over that now. And then when you pray to Durga, oh, my God, she will just root it out and say, are you sure? Right. So then she also, not only does she show it to you, but she also, like a mother, would just, hug you and hold you and say, it's okay. You didn't know any better, but let's not get too dramatic and indulge in it too much, like onward soldier, right? Get up and get going and get empowered to fight the battles in your life that you need to fight and choose them wisely. And you're not fighting, like she will show you how to do it, where she's just radiating love and grace and beauty and empowerment and this energy, this kundalini energy is just coming through her and everybody's just like falling in love with her. And meanwhile, she's got all these violent weapons and they're like, oh, she's pretty wild. So that's what's happening here today. I'm a little bit animated because I don't want to sound doom and gloom about this because I've read a lot about it on the internet this transit, and it's, 50-50. Some are like, oh, you're going to die and it's going to be terrible. And too bad, so sad. And it's just like, what? Great, 18 months. Mm-hmm. And then there's others that are saying, it's going to be a little bit of a rough road, but I'll help you to navigate. There'll be some detours that you can take and get around the mess. So they were pretty good, but I find that Astrovet is very practical. That's like because it is Dr. Pillai's company, sister company, and the teachings are coming through there as well. And the write-up there is like how to empower you during these times. And if it's going to be difficult, just put on your boots and, get your coat and hat on. If it's, 30 below, you got to just go out and do it. In your life and clean up those areas in your life. So now that I've given that lengthy I think it's pretty lengthy. Preview. Let's get into an experience with these divine archetypes, these beings that are going to show us. So as I'm guiding you through the meditation, I will guide you to, you know, think about what it is that you have already mastered in this lifetime. And you'll know it because you'll know by your skills. It may not be like a title, like I'm, you know, president of a company, although maybe you will be, or a doctor, or a lawyer, or something like that, or a housewife, or, you know, mom, whatever it is that you've mastered, but you're kind of holding your own self back. But that's your fault. That's your go-to. You know, you can always go back to that. And then that trips you up because it's not fulfilling, not rewarding. So whatever that is, you ask to be released from it because Kitu, it will also help because it doesn't have a head. It's not attached to it. So it will easily release it. It'll release you from it energetically. You can still do the job or whatever it is, but you won't be so dependent on it giving you, you know, maybe the monetary rewards or the, you know, prestige or, I don't know, whatever it is that helps you to be staying there in that. And then Rahu will be the thing, when we go through Rahu, it will be the thing that says, you know, this is what I'm going after. And then I won't be satisfied either because it doesn't have a belly, you know, it's just the head. So it will take in and take in and take in. So you want that to, like, learn your lesson. So if it's going into, I don't even know what's how it's going to impact your chart, but in general, Rahu in Virgo, as I mentioned earlier, is going to maybe, for a lot of people, it's going to bring up, you know, things that are worrying you. Details that you haven't paid attention to in your life, where you're just getting by in your life, where you're afraid if I look at that or I talk to this person and we have a serious talk that will either, you know, break up or go have a fight and run away from each other or break our partnership or poison our partners. You know, all these hidden fears will be there. So you want to clear that energy so that when you are having a conversation, it will be a healing conversation because that's the flip side of Rahu being there. It's going to help to heal your finances because it's the natural house where Mercury is, you know, wherever Mercury is, it's all about money, finances, details, communication. It's in the natural sixth house from Aries, meaning that it will help you to either be of service or maybe do some selfless service, some charity work, some you'll just be paying attention to people to just because you can, you know, and that will help you to satisfy Rahu because Rahu is also very spiritual too, but it will also go after material things. So, you know, if you felt like, because Rahu, I think, and Ketu, if they go in the third and the sixth house, those are good houses for them to transit. So sixth house is a good transit for Rahu because it will help to find those hidden enemies, you know, inside of yourself and then outside as well. And do you have to face them? No, you just have to clean it up, clean that energy up, and don't be afraid. So we'll guide you with that in mind. So thanks for joining those people who need to go and get on with your day and your week ahead. Please listen to the rest of the recording that will be posted to the blog in the next day or so. And we'll give you a heads up of what's going to be happening this week and how you can get the most out of your week. So God bless those people who are going to stay. I'm going to open the line because I've talked. So you can just press star 6 if you'd like to say something, maybe ask a question. Or share your experience. About anything. Guru Purnima. The Guru Pradosha. That was really powerful. I'd like to hear from some of you about these past couple of days, if you'd like to share about that, or not necessarily, or if you have a question or a comment.
Hello, Sucharita.
About how to apply these energies into your life now that you know about that. Does someone want to just either ping me on Skype or say hello so I know the line is open?
Hi, Sucharita. It's Indrani.
Who's this?
Hello.
Cindy. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Sucharita. It's calling. It's Indrani.
Cindy, are you there? Oh, dear. Can you hear me?
Hello, Sucharita?
Oh. Can someone else say something?
Hi, Sucharita. Hello?
Can someone else press star 6? Yes. Oh, dear. Indrani? Yeah, can you hear me okay? Hello, hello? Yes, hello, can you hear me? I can hear you.
Sucharita.
Hello?
Sucharita?
Yes, hello, hello.
Can you hear me?
Oh. Yeah,
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Man. Hello?
Sucharita, can you hear us?
I've put it on lecture. Now I'm going to put it on mute.
Oh, hello?
Okay.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me now? Yes.
We can hear you.
Can you hear me? Yes.
Yes, we can hear you.
Yes, I can. Okay. Yeah, I can. Can you hear me? Oh. I can hear you guys. I can hear.
Hello.
Go ahead. Please say something.
Something.
Great. So do you want to say something? Anyone?
Can you hear us?
Okay. Yes, who's this?
It's everyone.
Egna?
Yes. Can you hear
us? I can hear you. I can hear everybody. I can hear everyone. Yes. Radha, do you want to say something? Radha, would you please say something? Hello, hello.
Hi, Sucharita, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
There's a delay. We can hear each other, but there's a delay.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure what to say.
Okay.
Hi, Sucharita. I have a question.
Sure.
Okay, so I am pregnant, and I'm feeling awful, and how I can apply these energies to, I know there's an answer here somewhere. I was practicing the light body program, and I haven't been able to go back and practice since I've been feeling so terrible. So if you could give me some advice on what things I can do. Can't hear anything.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Can you hear us now?
Yana, how are you? How was your trip?
Fantastic. Just great.
Great. Did you just get back?
I just got back.
And you were on this call. How wonderful.
Oh, and the call was wonderful, too.
Oh, good. What was your experience? Did you want to share?
Well, I was hiking for 80 miles, and every once in a while I could get reception. I could hear the Guru Purnima the next morning. So that was very nice and blissful. Enjoying being back home too.
Aww, are you sore? Or are you okay?
No, everything's fine. I got a blister and a little patch of poison oak. Other than that, just hammered through it.
Hey, well, there's an indicator of the snake bite before the transit. So the poison oak, and it usually comes in that kind of situation. So I know we're kind of like, oh, yeah, sure. But it is. It's if you read about it. Go ahead.
I never get poison oak, ever. And I had, you know, it was very weird. I had long pants and very careful, didn't touch it, and there it was.
Wow. So you have something to heal it, right?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm on the road to recovery.
Oh, good. So how was the meditation? Are you okay?
Oh, yes, very good. I can see Rahu and is screwing up our technological lines of communication. But it seems like it's back online now. So there's a woman who had a question about a pregnancy. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't. Maybe they'll come on again.
Yes, she should come back.
Okay, so if there's a call. Yeah, who is that? Yes?
Oh, this is me. I had a question about my pregnancy.
Okay, I'm on.
Okay, thanks, Yagna.
Yeah.
Who is this that I'm speaking to?
Sunshine.
Okay.
Well, I've been doing the light body program, and it's been wonderful. But ever since I got pregnant, I feel really sick, and I just need help with what I can do.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling, and I would like to respond to you personally, so why don't we do that one-to-one?
Okay.
And then, so if you want to send me an email, you can do that. We'll set up a time on Skype or phone if that's okay with you.
That would be great. Can I,
yeah.
The email address?
Yeah, it's Sucharita, S-U-C-H-A-R-I-T-A, at PaliCenter.com.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I'll just address this in general. So you don't have to respond, but I'm just going to address it in general for people who are going through something like yourself where it's very emotionally, challenging or upsetting. And, you're reaching out. That's fantastic. But also, just in general for everyone, when you're going through a time like this, that was one of the things that I'd mentioned, that make sure that you check in with your doctor, because all the mind can play kind of tricks on us, right? Especially if we've been longing to, say, for example, to get pregnant or to, go for a surgery or to go for some sort of healing technology that brings up so much stuff. And then we think that something's wrong or going to go wrong or how do we handle it? Maybe we won't think it's wrong, but how do we handle this? And how do we stay on our spiritual path? Or how do we use the spiritual energy to empower us versus drag us down into like a spiral and then think the worst and then the worst happens? So this is really powerful that you're bringing this up at this point in time, because Rahu Kate, this is a sign again. The planets are always trying to communicate with us, and they don't live outside of us. They are, yes, they do, but they also impact us internally, and they impact us from past lives. So past life memories can come up surrounding this type of issue. So even though you're healing, or even though you're, going and creating a baby or doing whatever it is that you're doing, that's going to maybe bring our emotions off and then our hormones are off. And two, it's not just females. It's get messages or emails from a lot of males like, I never had these feelings. I don't want to feel these feelings. So it's, again, it's the planet saying, this is what's buried in your baby toe, and this is from not just this lifetime, but it's cumulative, and that can be very intense. So in a way, it's a good thing. So know that, okay, this is a sign that I need to really, take care of myself and just focus on myself to get through this period of time or to just sort things out. So we're so busy running from the next thing, and we use our meditation practice to just like as a Band-Aid to, okay, I'm cleansed, now I can get on and go to the next thing and the next thing. But you can't use it like that anymore. Maybe it worked for a while, but now as you go deeper and deeper, it's like we're almost doing our own psychic surgery on ourselves. So we're rooting out everything that's a weed in our life. And it's tough, We thought we pulled those weeds, but you have to really kind of dig down in to get to a place where you can get to the real bottom of the root of the weed, right? If you just lop off the top, the weed is still there and it's going to pop up again. So we want to address these as they are real, but they're indicators that the planets are talking to you too. They're saying something to you that you need to get balanced. Find balance in your life. Don't lose your head or mind about it. Don't be bitter or sad. Or, you have to reach out for support. And that's what we're here to do on Sundays and also in any of the Ply Center programs. So please reach out. I'm a facilitator in most of them anyway, so if you feel comfortable with that, I can definitely talk to you one-to-one and then help to give you some guidance and some navigation on this path and in your life. And so these are really good indicators that we're all aware that something's going down here. And so when you pay attention, then you can start to talk to these planets, you know, say the mantra. Maybe you don't even want to say the mantra, or you're not comfortable, or you don't know how to pronounce it properly. Listen to it then. Or just do things that will acknowledge that the planet is affecting that part of your life. So get an astrology reading. Find out why you are upset at this point in time, and you were fine before. And sometimes Rahu Ketu, when they're transiting, is that they will be intense on their exit and intense on their entry into the next sign. So, you know, and then as we mentioned and as we heard from Yajna, you know, she got a poison ivy bite from the plant that she never gets, and she's an experienced hiker. And so that's a sign that, okay, there has to be some sort of sacrifice or a sign that you don't forget me this transit, right? I'm going to be doing something to you. So pay attention to those signs. And then you can govern yourself accordingly. Get the support that you need. Never feel like you're a victim or that you don't know what to do or you're confused. That's a, in and of itself, that's a characteristic of either Ketu or Rahu, depending on where it is in your chart, that will cause confusion and cause you to worry excessively and obsessively about stuff that just may not happen. It kind of creates an illusion. So not to say that your feelings aren't valid or they're not real, but just know if you feel like, oh my God, I'm overwhelmed and I'm on the spiritual path and I'm trying to do my spiritual practices that are supposed to make me feel good, they will, but they will also stir stuff up. That's what they do. And that's why you're on the spiritual path, because nothing else has done it in your life, in your everyday life. People have poked you and maybe prodded you and maybe blocked you, but then through your own sheer willpower, you can't get around, you can't get through, and you can't get over them, or it, or yourself. So you're using the spiritual energy, the kundalini energy, but it can get out of control. So just imagine it like, you know, a hose in the summertime when you put the hose on and you have it on full blast, and then it's like, whoosh, 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 it's just out of control, right? So you have to hold on to it or tether it down or stick a sprinkler on it or something to handle the pressure, and then jump through the sprinkler and then all is fine, right? So that's what Rahu and Ketu will do. We'll kind of bite us and to get our attention, and then it will cause. Usually it is emotional. So whatever has been brewing under the surface, or maybe deep, 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 maybe even at the soul level, it doesn't even make sense why you would experience be thinking about these things. It should be a joyous time in some cases. So that's what I wanted to say generally about it, and I will speak to you once we set up a call.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Hanke. You can hang in there for one day, right?
Yeah.
Okay, send me an email right away, and we'll set up a time.
Thank you, I will.
Okay, you're welcome. Anything else? Anyone else? There's someone, Greenwood, is it?
That was me.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. We'll talk soon. 661? Area code?
Oh, Sucharita?
Yes, who's this?
Oh, this is Diana.
Hey, how are you?
Okay, you know, I thought that I already muted myself out, and I had just star sixed in because I had a lot of trouble with your call. You went, I completely lost your call for a while, and for a lot of times it would go like this. So weird. I mean, just kind of real weird for a long period where, you know. Anyway, and then you were asking people if they could hear, and I was just trying to tell you that I could hear a lot of people trying to contact you and you not responding. So I was just trying to tell you how messed up the call reception was. That's about it.
Oh, well, sorry about that, everyone, and I hope that the recording is better. So
yeah.
So it might just be the transmission that is not good, and that's just another indicator. Like, I'm not making this stuff up. It's happening. So this is a good thing. It's in real time, and it's showing the energy that is could happen to you. So whatever is going to be messing up in your life, miscommunication. Technology is going to, you know, go sideways. Don't get frustrated about it. Just get clarity. So I'm glad that you came on, Diana, and said, you know, it was really messed up. Because we want to be clear so that we can, you know, I can talk about this again. We can talk about this transit again if the recording isn't great. Or we can do a write-up and then have that available for people as well. So thank
you. Okay, great. Yes, I think I'll have to go back and listen to the recording because, you know, a lot of it was really unclear or lost in my
yeah.
case. So I don't know, you know, what was going on. But anyway, that's all I want to report. And just real quick, you know, last week I had mentioned to you about, you know, some people sabotaging me and stuff. And then you had suggested that I just... you know, don't pay attention to it. It's just coming up. So I decided to do that. So I don't know if it's going to come up and get me later, but I've just sort of, you know, released it. And so I don't know where it'll go. But, you know, I don't worry about them right now. So
is that good?
Well, yeah, I hope so. You know, I don't feel anything from it unless it comes up and grabs me later. I don't know. You know, I think that Srodika told me that I have K2 on my moon. So, you know, I tend to not see things correctly a lot or whatever, and I have to do more with Durga. So, you know, today's call was important for me to listen to. I did listen to the Guru Purnima. You know, I bought that package. And I have to say, you know, in the last couple of years, I've gone through these periods where I just feel sort of like I lost my connection to Baba, and I just feel real flat. And then I worry about that, and so I didn't even feel too much through the Guru Purnima, but then I just kind of say to myself, well, you know, I've been going through so much cleansing and so much changing that maybe I just get to plateaus where things are just sort of, you know, got to rest for a while. I don't know. What do you think of that?
Yeah, it's a good insight, but there are, just from my experience over the past couple of decades with Dr. Pillai, is that there will be times where it's like nothing is happening.
Uh-huh.
Zero. Zero, uh-huh. Zero, zero. So, uh-huh. And then there will be intense, intense times. And so that's why it's intense all the time, you'll blow up.
Uh-huh.
So don't feel like you've lost connection unless you want to put your attention on that. And one of the things is with Dr. Pillai is he's really easy to access on the dream plane.
Uh-huh.
So you can just say, hey, give me a sign. I want to have a conversation with you on the dream plane.
Oh, I don't connect too much with dreams. I don't know. I don't.
Yeah, so just, I mean, neither do I. But when that time comes, uh-huh. No, seriously. He would say to me, do you dream? And I go, no. And then, so we all do, but we don't remember them.
Mm-hmm.
So what you can do is not to, you know, get in a funk about it or, you know, think, oh, my God, I'm disconnected. Having K2 with your moon, you're going to feel that disconnect. That's natural
okay.
for you. But it's
okay.
also a way for you to... kind of like you're in space, and
uh-huh.
you're just floating around and you're cleansing and you're recalibrating everything that's happened to you for, you know, 1 to 40, 50, 60 years, however old you are. You know, so all that is being kind of flushed out and reorganized. And if you've been in the Light Body program and other programs and you've seen them in person, that's a lot of energy in a short period of time compared to your whole lifespan. So there is going to be a time where he's just going to, you know, click the switch off so that you can integrate all this. But he's not going to, like, cut you off, or you're not cut off from him. So how you can connect with him, and this is what most people do, including myself, is I will just say, just show me something on the dream plane, or show me in my life that, you know, I'm still connected, because I don't feel that blast of energy. Hello? Hello? Oh, disconnected. Did I disconnect from the... Oh, we can hear you. Okay, thanks, Radha. Yeah. I'm Skyping a lot of people. Yeah, we don't hear Diana, though. I guess she fell off. So that's one thing that I would do, everyone, is if you feel disconnected from the teacher or from any of the, you know, the archetypal beings, if you're kind of plateauing with them, then it could be that you've really integrated and you've almost, you don't. It's kind of like being with a friend. You don't really, after some time, you don't have to say anything. You can just be present with them. And there's not a whole lot that needs to go on. But then there are times where you're just chatting up a storm with them. So that's kind of what it's like, too. Is there anyone else who's been around with Octopi for a long time, and or maybe a short time, and they feel that disconnect, or, you know,
plateau?
Yeah.
It's Diana again. You know, you were talking to me, and my phone just went out on me completely. And I had to just go back and take my battery out and put it back in and put the phone back together and get back. So I completely missed. I'll go back and listen to the recording, as I said, because now I missed everything you said.
Oh,
so it's one of those days for me, I guess.
Yeah,
but I just want to let you know that, you know, I wasn't, if you said anything or asked me a question, I didn't respond. That's what happened.
No worries. I just kept
talking.
So you can
okay. You
can definitely listen. And then, too, Diana, if you want to be in touch, okay?
Okay,
you know
great.
Where to catch me. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, take care, hon. Oh, Rahu K2. Isn't it fun? So it's teaching us, you know, where these are great tests for us too, because they're natural occurrences that happen, and also in the technical world, anything goes, so that's natural for the technical world. But in our lives, you know, how do we measure how we're progressing either on the spiritual path or in our material pursuits? What are the blocks that we are putting in our own way? What are our reactive tendencies? Do we blame? Do we get anxious? Do we worry? Do we get angry? Do we feel like we just want to cut the rest of the world off? And, you know, just... someone said to me, I never want to come back. And I said, well, I understand, for one, you know, because there have been times where I'm just like, wow, man, it's just too overwhelming here. But what right, to be born into this world, the souls, not all souls can be born into this world, into this lifetime, to clean up karmas. Mm-hmm. So it takes the soul a great effort to, you know, take a birth. And then it takes an even greater effort
to wake up.
Yes. Who's this? Cindy?
Cindy, yeah. Yeah, I tried to connect you, but, you know, you can't hear me.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yes, I like to tell you about the little experience about the meditation.
Okay.
I think you send out the, you know, like the link, you know, to let us download the meditation about including Guru Parama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I listened to that and I went to sleep last night and and I dreamt about it, you know. I dreamt that it's out of blue from the ground, you know. There's a guru, you know, like appear, you know, before me.
Okay.
So I know this is a good experience, you know. Well, what does that mean, you know? That I just see, I just saw, I go, oh, you know, this is guru, you know, like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So what's your question, or you're sharing that you had a good sign?
Yeah. What does that mean? Does that mean it appears to connect with me, or what?
Well, it can be, you know, it can be anything. I mean, whatever you experience, that's what you need to experience. And then if you feel it's a good thing, then that's
it's
great.
A blessing, right? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a blessing. Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I feel like that. I feel like I'm blessing, you know.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, I had another question is, you know, I see so many mini light body programs going on, you know. It's not anything to do with mini light body 2 or 3 or stuff like that, right?
Well, I think the one that you are looking or that gets sent out is the self-study, and I think that's the first and second level. Level 3 and level 4 and 5, I think, are going to be coming out soon. I'll be facilitating those ones as well. So I'll be announcing them here when they come out too. So does that answer your question?
Yeah, that's my question.
Yeah.
I see so many things. I go, huh, should I? Is that had to do with number 3? You know, like meaning like body 3. You know, I was questioning. You know, and more technique. You know, I say I don't think it's connected to meaning like body 3. You know. So
right. Right. Well, we'll have to get that sorted out with the marketing team on Pillai Center, who do the store posts. We'll make sure that they say this is the next level of the light body program and call whatever they're going to call it. If they're going to call it level 3, level 4, then that's what I'll ask them to label it so that it's really clear.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay. Let me ask one more question. That when we are in cycle, you know, we cannot do some ritual, right?
I talked about that. I think last call. But in general, you don't want to participate in anything live. So you can do it over the phone. By proxy, you can watch it on a webcast, but you don't want to participate in some ritual live. So, for example, when you're doing your pujas and things like that, when you're on your cycle, you just want to practice your mantra. Don't do the whole puja, like the offerings and all that thing. So you just can kind of put your puja table away and then just mantras. Yeah.
Sometimes, okay, you know. So I'll be aware of that. You know, I didn't know about that. So you know, I was doing the ritual.
For sure. And the reason you don't want to is because you know, you don't want to disturb the forces, and so. So what most people here, in India, the woman doesn't go, when they're on their cycle, they don't go to a temple or anything or participate in anything like that. And it's not a bad thing. It's just that it can be disturbing. So you don't want to do that. And that it's better for you to just pray. And the divine will. In fact, in most cultures, that's what happens.
Okay. Meditation,
you know, is it,
alone is okay, right?
Just meditation is fine. And okay. And try and stay away from, you know, like fierce gods or archetypes, because they will just, you know, maybe wreak a little havoc. So they're pretty powerful during those times. So you have to be able to just navigate accordingly. Mm-hmm. That's what's, in general, you just want to stay away. That's it.
Okay. Yeah. All right, that's good to know. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Sucharita.
You're very welcome. Take care, Cindy.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Sucharita, this is Wayne.
Wayne, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good.
I had a comment. You started to talk about people not wanting to reincarnate back to the earth plane. And years ago, Maharishi, who was, I think, Dr. Pillai's first guru, he made the comment that to be born or incarnated as a human was the most fortunate incarnation that a person could be in, and that even the angels were jealous. And the reason that he said that was that the human nervous system is so fine and delicate. It is in the human incarnation that is capable of being refined to the point of enlightenment. And other incarnations, that's not available. So, and secondly, I think people going through some of the terrible things here on Earth, and we've all seen a lot of that, but specifically for meditators and people on the spiritual path, you may be helping to clear the karma of other people and living through some of that. And as a result, you think it's yours, but we are all connected, and so you may be acting as a clearinghouse for, you know, some aspect of the rest of the world. And, you know, I think the best thing is to just push on and try to get the pineal gland, the third eye, opened as quickly as possible before you know, you expire or suffer too badly. And that, of course, will bring your, not only yourself up, but everybody else too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's my comment.
Great comments, Wayne, and I appreciate it. And just to add a little bit to that, you know, about the pineal gland opening, like someone said to Dr. Pillai many times, some people have said it many times, same comment, what happened, how do I know when my third eye is open or the pineal gland is open, you know, the pituitary, pineal, midbrain, that whole axis, how do I know that part of the, because it's not really those parts of the brain, those are the kind of the landmarks, the physical mark, the spot where the subtle body is, but the subtle body is it's not so fixed. So that's kind of like X marks the spot in our brain. That's where we'll open it up. And then we access the subtle body. And as you said, you know, we're so fortunate as human beings because the whole nervous system, whatever the brain is, what's going on in the brain, it tells the rest of the body what to do. And then so it is on the spiritual path with the yogic system anyways, where they see the kundalini, the nadi channels are all open, and then everything is electrified, everything is coming up, everything is enlightened, so you're enlightened all the way through. So how do we know that the third eye is open and all that other stuff is going on is that he says if the third eye is open, you'll see a dead body and it will come to life.
For my own experience, I've just had glimpses onto the other side with it being open, and believe me, you will know. There's no question that it's such a contrast of what we're living now, and it's you know, you'll have light, and you'll have, it's like a more delicious world of what we have now. Very
absolutely.
High contrast.
Yeah, and then cultivating that and tapping into it, it will become your everyday. So reality, and then like you said, the more people who are committed to this spiritual path and they are, you know, having these experiences versus it, you know, going and watching it on a movie screen, you can still have an experience, but then it doesn't really do anything to your consciousness. This will open you up to this world of beauty and, you know, peace and hope and, you know, generations are all, and everyone is united, you know, generations are united, everyone's united. And, you know, a lot of people have had those kinds of experiences, but then they're back in this world again. And Dr. Pillai says it's a process of moving in and out until you can fully have it open. But when you fully have it open, like someone said, oh, my third eye is fully open. Okay. Then Dr. Pillai said, well, then are people coming to life when they're dead and you're in their presence and you're not even thinking about it, right? So what he means, too, is that you have to have this tremendous compassion for life flowing through you, that everything, like plants will start blooming if they've fallen over, or you know, an animal will come to life if it's been hit, or a human being will rise, you know. So it's been spotted throughout the historical accounts, you know, as wherever the masters have been, and that's what they call city powers or miraculous powers. You'll just be that. So it's great, your comments and about, you know, your own experience. And that's what we want to hear, is people's experience, so that we have something to look forward to. Or, hey, that's happened to us. Oh, my God, I didn't. That's what it is? Oh, okay.
I have one other thing that just came to mind, and that's that part of the requirement for having this higher consciousness is that your system has to be strengthened in order to support that. So that, I think that's part of the struggles that we go through, is the ongoing purification and strengthening of the nervous system. And you know, there's, when Kundalini starts to move, there's a lot of heat generated, and I've always thought that the idea of baptism in water was really for, because I think it's in the Bible where John the Baptist baptizes Christ, he does it in the water, and I always thought that maybe that was because the power of the spiritual influx was so great that if there wasn't water to cool, that the body might burn up, or the nervous system might be destroyed in the influx of that, of the heat associated with that. So I think it's a process. If you were to just suddenly have enlightenment like that, you might not be able to tolerate it.
You might be barbecue.
You might be cooked. Yeah. Oh, I knew people in the TM movement that a couple of people had actually mentally weren't able to, and one of them was a teacher, and it was too much.
And that's why Dr. Pillai said, I'm going to take you all along. So people always freak out, oh, I want to take this course, and I go, if it's not meant to be, then you're just, there's some level that you're not ready. At some level, you're not ready. So don't ever try to rush it, and don't ever feel like, oh, my God, I'm failing or whatever. it's you're at where you're at because that's, like you said, you would implode or explode. I don't even know what it would be, but
well, yeah, we're
a little bonkers.
You know, we're still blind in many cases, some of us more than others. If as you go along, I think it's really helpful to just be aware of the little signals in life. So you go to start to do something. I've had this happen a lot of time. I'll be in a conversation with some people, and I'll start to say something on the spiritual side, and something will just interrupt me. You know, an event will occur around me that distracts everybody, and it's like it just shut me up. You know, it just cut that off. And I realized that it wasn't the right comment for that time, that it would have either been damaging or gone unheeded or unappreciated. So, but other things, other events in life, you go to start to do something, and it seems like you get this resistance from nature. And so it's good to just start to become aware of those, because the more you become aware of them, the more you'll take those tips. If you disregard them, you'll be butting your head against the wall until you wake up a little bit. That's been at least my experience.
Mm-hmm. Great. That's great feedback for everybody. And thank you so much, Wayne.
Sure.
Always a pleasure speaking with you.
Well, usually you say something that stirs me, so it comes from your side, really.
We're all in this together, Wayne.
That's right. Okay, I'll go ahead and click out now.
Okay, thanks. Have a great week. Yeah, so these are great insights. Wayne's been on the spiritual path for many, many, many years, and so it's nice to hear a different perspective. And you know, these are the kinds of things that we want to make sure that when you're in any of the programs with Dr. Pillai, or you participate in any of the services, or you know, you buy a product and you're wondering, hey, what is this? This thing's not doing anything, or I don't feel any different, or I feel like totally like I'm out of control. All these experiences have been and continue to be experienced by anyone who is coming and participating with Dr. Pillai on the path, wherever you join, whether it's years ago or just yesterday or today even, is that your soul wants to experience it. So it brought you to this point. And then it takes a little bit for your mind and your body and, you know, the soul to be in alignment or be in harmony or, you know, be in sync with this, such that it's not like, as I mentioned before, like a Band-Aid approach where you're just, you know, feeling pain and you use your spiritual practice to get out of pain. That's okay. It can be used for that for some time. But then you want to, you know, delve deeper and, you know, don't fool yourself or don't get caught up in fooling yourself, knowingly or unknowingly. And then you're trying to justify or rationalize or, you know, sort of navigate it in a way that it's not authentic. So we want everybody to have an authentic experience, and not everyone's experience is their own, so it is authentic, but also don't get too spaced out that you are kind of missing the point of being on this earth plane, which is to bring the spiritual energy to the level individually and then collectively to the level where we can have a big jump in the evolution. Why else would you come to the earth plane and be on a spiritual path, or maybe several spiritual paths, and now here you are? Because Dr. Pillai, his whole purpose for being here is to change your destiny. So he's not going to take you by the hand physically, although some people say that he does. You know, energetically, it feels his presence is so physically felt. So I'm not going to diss that. That for sure happens. But he's not going to take you and say, you know, you do this, you do that. He can say this will help you to get more alert and get clarity so that you can create a new reality. But the thing is that most people do, and especially with this Rahu Ketu transit, maybe that's why we're talking intensely about it, is because the intention is to be alert to the illusions that they will cause. They will cause some side drama. And that is not truth. Okay, so even though it seems like it's happening to you, you got to just take a step back and go, whoa, wait a minute here. Where was I again? This is what the direction I want to go. And then they will say, oh, you know how to work with us. Great. Just like, oh, this energy is moving through me. I'm not going to freak out. I'm not going to pass out. I'm not going to feel like, oh, my God, I've lost my head and I can't get it back on and focus in my life. Then you've done too much. So always it's a take care kind of situation. So take care everywhere in your life, meaning attention. Whatever you put your attention to, that's what you're going to care about. So when you care, when you're careful or you're full of care, you put attention to that area. And even if you can't figure it out, or maybe you're fearful or whatever, you just keep putting attention to it. And then detach yourself in, you know, the worry around it, the anxiety around it, because that just destroys it. We know we are our own worst enemy, so to speak. We're our own, we create this illusion that we're out of control for some reason or another. So that might be true on some level, but then you have to look at it and go, I don't really want to be that way. It's too tiring. So I just need to know what the planets are, how they're harming me, how they're helping me. And getting a one-off reading is fine, but when these planets are transiting and they're going to impact your life for 18 months, and Saturn's coming up, it's going to impact you for another 2.5 years. Jupiter just transited, it's going to be a year. So a year and a half, 2.5 years. Those 2.5 years, you know, rewind what you were doing 2.5 years ago, 18 months ago, and 1 year ago, and see how conscious you were throughout all that. And then just say, wow, I could have been more aware. So this time, write your goals. So if you can get a transit or if you can get a reading or somebody knows how to tell you about Rahu Ketu, you can surf the internet. There's lots of free stuff out there that in general. So don't think you're like it's like opening up a newspaper and saying all zodiac signs or all people with this zodiac sign are going to have this kind of day. That's not completely true. So you want to, you know, start to, oh, my God, I want to shed some more light on my situation because I want to use my time wisely. Time is energy. Time is money. Time is relationship. Time is everything in life. The sun rises and the sun sets. What are you doing in that time? So when you have this awareness, then you will feel fired up. You will want to do the things that you want to do with all this spiritual energy that you have access to, all this knowledge that you have access to. And then you will, all of a sudden, the divine will say, okay, go talk to this guy, or go talk to this girl, or go listen to this, or go do that. It will start to move you in ways that will help you to be efficient. And then when you start to feel like you're in a zone or in a groove in your life, not just spacing out zone, but you're in a groove, you're accomplishing things. You're feeling very successful in every moment, fulfilled in every moment. It might have some setbacks, no big deal. You just say, okay. I mean, you can be totally, totally emotional 1 minute and go, whoa, what was that all about? Okay, on to the next. So goals are really, really important. Write your goals down for these next 18 months. Find out what Rahu and Ketu are doing with you, what kind of tricks they're going to play with your mind, what kind of confusion they're going to set up. So that's the game plan. So how you navigate in it, then they will go, oh, my God, I'm busted. This person knows I can do this. Okay, then they're smart. I will go and help them to do whatever it is that I need them to do to experience in this lifetime. So as we, you know, progress along this path with Dr. Pillai, with everybody who we come and join weekly or in a program or maybe both, we want to support one another and send blessings to one another. And with that, we will bust through a layer of consciousness of all of humanity. And, you know, it's like the 100th monkey experiment where they were doing this experiment on two separate sides of the world. They didn't have internet back then. They didn't have really communication. And everything was very secretive. But it came to the 100th monkey where they were, all of a sudden, all monkeys were all doing the same thing. How does that happen? Mm-hmm. So it's because the consciousness gets raised, and then the level that it gets raised, it jumps. And then we all can do things, just like with the internet, you know, or smartphones. You know, all of a sudden, everybody's got everything out there. There's every kind of product is out there, but it seems like it's all the same technology, just different clothes on it, you know, different bells and whistles. So I think that I've wrapped up. If no one else wants to interrupt, or not that you're interrupting, you can just say anything that you want to say to me, ask a question, share. All right, we've come to the end, and it's been a wild and wonderful adventure this week. I am going to be traveling in southern India next week, and I may or may not be able to join you. However, we will still have our call, and Radha, our Sundays with Sucharita Vedic astrologer, is going to graciously facilitate the call. And what she's going to do, because it is sun entering Cancer, that's a new movement of the sun, she's going to be sharing all about that and then giving everyone a heads up about what's coming up. And probably she will also talk about Saturn going direct in Libra, which is really important to tap into. And then there's a bunch of other stuff too. So I will try to jump on with you, but I'm going to be going on a naughty remedy trip. So people have had their naughties read, and then we're going to go to a bunch of different temples for about a week in South India. And we're going to enjoy the blessings that we can get to remove our karma. And so hopefully I'll be able to jump on a little bit on that Sunday, and then the following Sunday I may or may not be on as well, but I will alert my support team, and then they can send out an email or post it to the website, and then you'll know what I'm doing. But I'd really love to be able to speak with you and then, you know, share the experiences that we're all having on that little journey. And we'll definitely talk about the programs that are coming up that you could, if you've never been to India and you want to come to India, Lalita and I are going to also take some people on a horoscope or nine planet tour in August, but we'll talk a little bit about that in the coming week. And then if you are interested in finding more about that, then send me an email and I'll get you the information about that as well. All right, everyone. Take care. God bless. Have an amazing Rahu Ketu transit. Say the mantras. pray to Ganesha every single day. Do not miss a day of gum, 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 or doom, 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 and that's Durga sound. So Ganesha is the overlord of Ketu. Durga is the overlord of Rahu. You can't go wrong. You'll have the blessings of them, the empowerments from them, and then they will show you that those hidden things about your life that you can really, really fine-tune and enjoy. Take care. God bless. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.